Hunger, 1981. To publicize the Oxfam America Fast for the Hungry in 1981, the Portland Food Bank held a Food for Thought luncheon meeting, at which I was asked to speak briefly. You probably didn't expect to hear anything about Machu Picchu today, that lost city high in the Andes built 1,000 years ago. But the Chilean poet Pablo Neruda wrote a book about it, and I could find nothing to offer you that came closer to the heart of our subject here today. He describes the wonderful place in a long series of images. This is my own rather wild translation. Then up the ladder of the earth I climbed through the terrible mazes of lost jungles to reach you, Machu Picchu, tall city of stepped stone. In you, two lineages meet, the cradle of man, the cradle of light, rock together in the thorny wind. Mother of stone, foam of the condor, high reef of the human dawn. And then the poet begins to ask who, in fact, built the city. Ancient America, bride of the depths, did you too? Did your hands up from the forests to the high void of the gods, under the marriage day banners of light and order, mixed with the thunder of drums and lances, did you too? Did your hands that wove the mind's rose and the snow line and the blood-red grain of the furrows into the web of shining matter, into the hollows of stone. Oh, buried America, did you too? Did your hands hold down in the underdepths, in the bitter pit, the eagle, hunger? Hunger, coral of mankind, hunger. Did your steep reefs rise as high as those high, ill-founded towers? Machu Picchu, did you build stone upon stone, and the foundation hunger? Diamond on diamond, and the foundation tears? That says to me what we have come here for. It says that so long as the beautiful towers of stone, of concrete, of glass, are not well-founded, they are not habitable. No house worth living in has for its cornerstone the hunger of those who built it. We in America now raise our cities taller even than Machu Picchu. But along with what they call the real city, the real estate, there is an invisible city. It is to the stones of the city as the soul is to the body. And that's what we're talking about. That is the city we're trying to build, to found, not on hoarding and money-making and hunger, but on sharing and on justice. A house that deserves its children. We don't live in such a house. We never have. No doubt we never will. But that doesn't matter. Whoever helps to build that house, to lay a single stone of it, may feel that they've done more in their life and with their life than all the kings and Incas in all their power ever did.